Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day in my little villagey neighborhood here. The sun is shining, which now that I'm in Canada, we relish these days. We really relish the days when the sun comes out. Because even on the days when the sun comes out, as you're navigating the darkness and the 6 months of winter, the sun isn't above the horizon for that many hours. So you really have to truly relish it. But it just is so energizing. This is so crazy to say, but sometimes I'm just thinking, I totally get now why plants and seeds and trees and Mother Nature truly just thrives with the sun. I think it's the same thing for us as human beings, thriving when the sun is out and just looking at how fluffy the clouds are and how blue the sky is and how much I miss it on the days when it's hazy and overcast and raining. Alas, it just makes the sunny days more truly feeling very magical, very, very magical. But I don't think you tuned in today for a weather update. That's why you have a weather app. You're like, Kathleen, if I wanted to hear about the weather, I would just look at my app. Yep. Okay. Got it. I wanted to do a bit of a follow-up from last week's episode. And I wanted to talk very specifically about goal setting, the power of goal setting, why it's so incredibly helpful for you and I as creatives and multifaceted, complex human beings, and just talk you through my approach. Because one of the things that I have seen such a benefit of in myself and in all of my clients is when you can get good at setting goals, taking action doesn't feel so overwhelming. And I was talking to a client of mine last week, and we were talking about prepping for Mother's Day and getting focused and figuring out a very specific action plan. And she was talking about how she just felt so overwhelmed, filled with so much doubt, truly just desiring clarity. And she knows that if she can have the clarity, that she can very easily check the to-do lists off her list. The doing and the action become so much clearer when you have a plan. But so often we don't create a plan and we can feel very stuck in overwhelm, uncertainty, self-doubt. Probably that most common phrase of I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. So if that's you, this is my remedy. This is my step-by-step process for how you stop spinning your wheels, how you get focused, how you can build up the courage to take action. And I think one of the things, I know certainly for me, and I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, but that kind of corporate hangover from strategy and planning sessions, and it's truly colossal waste of time. Such a waste of time to put together all of these documents and all these presentations that then just sat on a shelf. So one of the things that I've really been working through in the last couple of years is reinventing and reformulating my own structure for goal setting and planning. Because I am such a firm believer in the process of goal setting, but as you know, I'm also a firm believer in simplicity. Because it's very easy, and particularly if you are a perfectionist, it's very easy for you and I to kind of stay hidden behind our computer, to sit and format a Google Doc, to want to go and create something in Canva and make it look absolutely perfect. And then we'll give ourselves another day and then another day. And then, oh, just one more session. I just want to sit down and make sure that this looks perfect before we actually start getting to implementation. So the beautiful thing about setting goals is it is the thing, like capital T's, the thing to help you bring focus to your actions. And I always remember that quote, and apparently it's actually a little bit of a misquote, but that whole Lewis Carroll concept from Alice in Wonderland, where the quote goes, "If you don't know where you're going, any path will get you there." And it's so true. It's so true that if you don't have a North Star, if you don't have a destination, you could take any road and you'd be traveling the right road. Just thinking, like, I always use this example of, like, if you and I were going to go on a trip, let's say we're going to host a workshop in Manhattan. It's so much easier to figure out the how once we've decided Manhattan is the destination. But it's so easy, and I can see this in myself. It's like, without picking that North Star, without picking that destination, without defining the goal, it's so much easier for us to stay spinning in overwhelm, uncertainty, second-guessing, self-doubt. Have I got what it takes? Is this really going to work? What if I fall on my face? What are they all going to think? Oh, I should Google this thing. Oh, I should just go and make sure that nobody else is doing this idea in my area. Like, there's so many reasons for us to not take action that we will just stay in that safe zone. But thinking about this idea of going, okay, if we come back to putting your plan together for Mother's Day, the goal is as simple as stating your sales target. So exactly like that example of, if you and I are going to put a workshop on, we're going to pick Manhattan as the destination. Then we can start to build backwards, knowing, oh, okay, the goal is clear. It's well-defined. It's written down. It's very definitive. So often we skip that step, which is actually the most important step, because we could just start taking action. You could put together the most epic, beautifully designed to-do list, but if you aren't clear that those things are going to help move you closer or teach you the skills that you want to learn in order to achieve your goal, you're going to keep wondering, why am I doing this? What is the point of showing up in my job, showing up in my work, sitting down at my computer, if it's not moving me any closer to my goal? So one of the things that I love doing is, let's distill these things down into the simplest structure possible. Because if it's simple, we're going to be way more likely to take action. And if we're way more likely to take action, then we're going to do the uncomfortable things that are on our to-do list. We're going to stay consistent, and we're actually going to see the benefit of just setting the goal in the first place, which is like, creates such an incredible compound effect. Because if you can just do this once, prove to yourself the value of just setting the goal, and then you see yourself making progress towards the goal. The truth is, it doesn't actually matter if you achieve the goal, but the act of setting the goal and then moving and making progress towards the goal is so powerful. So one of the things that I used to do a lot was shame myself for not achieving a goal. And I know for so many of you, the hesitancy and resistance to setting a financial goal happens because of what you're going to make it mean if you don't achieve that goal. When in actual fact, if we decided that your next revenue goal is $100,000, in the next 90 days, you want to generate $100,000 of revenue, it doesn't matter whether you achieve that goal or not. You are not a lesser person. you are no less capable. It doesn't mean anything about the possibility and the probability of you being more successful in the future. And it's really helpful to decide that ahead of time. One of my mentors uses the example of standing on the scale. And the reason that so many of us don't want to set, whether it's a weight goal or even get on the scale, is because we have learned to shame ourselves, to beat ourselves up, to talk down to ourselves so much that we avoid the action in the first place. But really coming to terms with the fact that I can neutralize this. I can neutralize the number on the scale. I can neutralize my sales goal. Whether I meet that sales goal this quarter or I don't meet that sales goal this quarter doesn't mean anything about my worthiness. It doesn't mean anything about my capacity to be able to figure this out. And it doesn't mean anything about how successful I'm going to be in the future. You get to control the narrative and you get to decide ahead of time, if you don't achieve that goal, I am still going to do XYZ. If I don't achieve that goal, I'm still going to buy myself new underwear. If I don't achieve that goal, I am still going to celebrate the crap out of myself. If I don't achieve that goal, I am going to promise that I'm not going to beat myself up. I am going to promise that I'm going to shower myself with more affirmations, more positivity, more abundance. It doesn't matter. And it took me a really long time to understand that, to really pay attention and listen to the narrative inside my own head and how quick my brain goes to, you're not good enough. You're never going to be able to figure this out. She's so much smarter. Her world is so much better. You suck. That's how that narrative goes down. It's so boring. Like, it's so repetitive, so mundane. I've been listening to it for decades. But if you can cotton on to your brain, if you can listen to that inner critic, and for me, it was really helpful, super helpful just to write it down. This is not, I'm going to write it down in my journal for me to read later, or I'm going to write it down for somebody else to watch these words. This is, I'm just going to get it out of my head and onto paper so that I can look at it with my fully conscious brain, my most empowered self, and recognize how unhelpful that narrative is. Just like how truly unhelpful it is. So when it comes to setting your goals, the first rule that I break is I focus on setting 90-day goals. For me, this is a window that feels really good. I also know that for me as a floral designer, it's been really helpful because it does align with the seasons. So you could be quite literal and you can decide that you're going to have seasonal goals, so spring, summer, autumn, winter. Or you could decide today, the 27th of February, you're going to be like, okay, it's a random Tuesday. It's the perfect day to sit down and focus on creating my next 90-day plan. So the 90-day window for me is really helpful. And I say that because I'm a person who doesn't love committing to things more than 90 days from now. But how do you run a business? 90 days at a time. There's a freedom that comes with this experience for me, and I totally see the value of having a 3, 5, 10-year business plan, and I do have a vision for myself in 3, 5, and 10 years, but where I really focus my energy is over the next 90 days. So in the process that I teach when it comes to sitting down and getting good at goal setting, I hone in and I focus solely on 90-day planning. So the beautiful thing about this experience is that you can sit down now and you can look at your calendar and say, okay, what is today? And it can be any day. It could be a Thursday, a Friday. It could be the first of the month. It could be the first of a quarter. It could be the first of a new season, or it could just be a random Tuesday. You can sit down today and you go, okay, what is 90 days from today? And the very first thing you're actually going to do is you're going to look back in your calendar over the last 90 days. And this is one of those things where we've all heard that quote of human beings completely overestimate what we can get done in an hour, what we can get done in a week, what we can get done in a year, but we radically underestimate what we can get done in a decade. So the more that you stretch out that time, the more you will blow your mind with what you've already accomplished in the last 90 days. So I will always say, open up your calendar, look at your Instagram posts, or if you're posting on TikTok, look at your previous marketing activities, look in your sent folder of your emails. Dig into the details of what you were doing 90 days ago so that you can take yourself back to that place. For me, this just really focuses and gets your brain out of obsessing over the gap and focusing on the gain. Because you will have completely underestimated what you have accomplished in the last 90 days. If you're listening to this live and you do this exercise, 90 days was actually last year, like before Christmas, which seems like forever ago if you actually think about it. But this whole idea of going, okay, take yourself back to that 90-day window and reflect for yourself around three things that went well and three things you would do differently. When I say don't overcomplicate this, that's what I mean. Three things that went well in the last 90 days and then three things you want to carry with you into the future. Once you've done that exercise and you've reflected on the last 90 days and you've gotten clear and really celebrated how far you've come in this 90-day window, now we get to shift our focus to the future. So this is about deciding for yourself what you want your next 90-day rhythm to be. And the very first thing I will tell you to do is pick your number. So this is exactly like if we were going to go on a trip, if we're going to host a workshop in Manhattan, then we're going to pick Manhattan as the destination. In this case, pick your revenue as your destination. And this is one of those things where trust your intuition, don't get too wrapped up in the math, but also decide very intentionally. You're not going to allow your brain to go to shame over that number, now or in the future. Shame is not required for your success, but making that agreement with yourself is so powerful. Listening to your brain and going, okay, thanks for your input, brain, but this is just not the behavior. This is not the line of thinking that we're going to tolerate anymore. Shame is not required. So getting clear on that vision, my favorite way to get clear on the vision is to set a revenue goal and pick a number that makes you feel a little bit nauseous. From that number, what you're then going to do, and this is so magical, you are going to sit down and you're going to make a list of all of the obstacles that are in your way in terms of you achieving that goal. This is one of those things that truly puts you in the driver's seat in your business, gives you so much clarity, and it actually shows you the how, because overcoming those obstacles are how you achieve the goal. So let's say your goal in the next 90 days is to generate $100,000 of revenue. You're going to make a list, and you can make it as long as you want, but you're going to make a list of all of the obstacles standing in your way of you achieving that goal. So it might be things like, you know, you need to hire a new team member. Maybe you're moving shop. Maybe you're opening a retail shop. Maybe you're changing website platforms. Maybe you want to have a better, more consistent, more cohesive schedule to posting to Instagram. Maybe it's that you know you need to review your pricing, that you need to put in place a structure for ordering from the wholesalers. Maybe you're ready to let go of that piece of software. Maybe you want to find a new piece of software. Whatever those obstacles are for you to achieve that goal, write them down. I also will tell you to make sure that you have on that list, one, I don't have enough time, because we all have that obstacle. We like to tell ourselves we have that obstacle. Two, I am a human being, and there's going to be days where I don't wanna. I literally will always write in one of my obstacles, I don't wanna. And I write it that way, like very just as like I'm 8 years old and I don't wanna. Like as whiny, as complainy as you want it to be. Because there are going to be days when you don't feel up for it, when you feel exhausted, when you're coming off the back of an epic wedding weekend, when, you know, your latest staff member hands in their notice. If somebody in your family gets sick, if something happens, maybe you break a toe, like quite literally, something can happen. You can be like, I don't wanna. But having I don't wanna and I don't have enough time on your obstacle list ahead of time is so helpful, so that when something happens in your business, or if you kind of go to that place where it's like, oh my God, my goals are bigger than my schedule allows, it's like, that's fine. I get to remind myself that I'm doing it right because I've already planned ahead. I know myself well enough that there's going to be days where I don't want to. I know myself well enough. Like, maybe you're the type of person who's like, I get really easily distracted by shiny objects, or I, you know, only want to complete a project 50% of the way through. The fact that you know yourself that well is so helpful. Again, shame isn't required for your success. So if you know you're the kind of person who only ever sees projects 50% of the way through, or you get really distracted by new ideas and shiny objects, write that down on your obstacles. Then, once you have your list of obstacles, and this is the answer to the question of how do I make this happen, go to that list of obstacles and just pick the top three. The top three that you know are the most persistent, that you know are the biggest obstacles to you creating that next level of revenue in your business. And for each obstacle, sit down and make yourself a plan for how you're going to overcome that obstacle. So a couple of examples. If we talk about not having enough time, a couple weeks ago, we talked about some amazing time management shortcuts. So Pomodoro technique, listening to the same song on repeat, time blocking, setting your priorities, getting crystal clear on the actions that are going to move your business forward versus things that you're just kind of adding in for fluffery, sitting down, prioritizing your to-do list, sitting down and allocating your week ahead of time, delegating, getting crystal clear in terms of what are the actual real priorities on your to-do list. What are the bare minimum requirements that if you got done in the next 7 days, you'd be so proud of yourself, versus the, oh yeah, that looks fun. Oh yeah, that sounds like a good thing I could do right now. Oh yeah, that feels comforting and comfortable. And we all do it, right? But again, this idea of going, okay, how can I use the time that I have? How can I use the time constraint to my advantage? And my favorite thought to remind myself of is when there is a time constraint, A, we know as creatives how powerful constraints are. B, it means you have the exact amount of time for the important things. This whole notion of time has been so interesting to really like wrap my head around, and recognizing how much we hinder ourselves when it comes to managing ourselves in the time that we have. Like this moment when we decide to start a business and we have to build this thing called self-accountability. Like, oh, we are so not adept at managing ourselves in the time that we have. So really thinking and paying attention to, like, one of the things you could put on your strategy to overcome the obstacle of not enough time is item number one, I am going to pay attention to when I am the most productive. So it could be that you're totally a morning person and you're going to put those really juicy, meaty tasks that you know you need to do in your morning calendar. Maybe you're an afternoon person. Maybe you're an 11 a.m. person. Maybe you're an 11 p.m. person. Build your schedule and build your calendar around your natural rhythm. It's so helpful. But you can already see how taking a few minutes ahead of time and looking at that obstacle of I don't have enough time, and then using your own creativity, using your own brain power to come up with potential solutions to that, you're already setting yourself up for success because you're going through this process. If we go to the I don't want to show up on my Instagram stories. I don't want to show up on my Instagram reels. I don't want to reach out to those venue managers. I don't want to sit down and raise my prices. I don't want to tell that other team member that I'm not going to allow them to change their schedule around. Whatever it is. On the moments of I don't want to, item number one, the strategy for you to help overcome the I don't want to obstacle is ask yourself what your future self would tell the you of today. You can take this to a really precise place, and something that can be really helpful is to sit down and write a letter from your future self to the you on the days when you don't want to. So when you're having one of those moments of feeling really empowered, really confident, really capable, sit down and write yourself a letter. Talk about how proud you are of this experience. Talk about how excited you are for what's coming. Talk about the fact that you're just so grateful that you showed up on the days even when you weren't feeling 100%. Or you're so grateful that you've learned the value of doing the absolute bare minimum and making it easy for yourself. And then on the days when you feel like, I don't wanna, because it's going to happen, you pull up that letter. And that's not to say you're going to, you know, push yourself when you're not feeling 100%, or if you're like lying on the sofa, lying in bed, really not feeling great. That doesn't mean you're going to be like, okay, well, there is no choice. I'm going to show up today anyway, even if I don't feel 100%, and I'm going to do the things that are on my to-do list. But instead, you're really going to think about, okay, what can I achieve today? What can I do that's in my control? What are the things that I know the me of tomorrow will be grateful that I at least checked off the list today? What is the absolute bare minimum? This is so helpful. So those two obstacles of I don't have enough time and I don't wanna. Then you're also going to have your third obstacle on your plan. So this is going to be the thing that you know that you need to do in the next 90 days to help you achieve your next revenue goal. No doubt, this is going to be something that you've either been putting off for a really long time or something that scares you / completely overwhelms you. So it's probably going to be some version of new technology, new software, hiring a team, letting some department or section or closing down an offer within your business or saying no. It's going to be something that you're like, nah, I mean, I could keep coasting along, but I don't really want to. But I know that this is the thing that's going to help me achieve my next goal. This is so powerful because if you can sit there, identify the obstacle, something as seemingly simple as restructure the team or write out job descriptions, put out that job posting, hire that new person, set up a plan for more precise ordering from the wholesalers, get my website sorted, like all of these things that we just tend to put as one line item on our to-do list. and then we wonder why, like 90 days later, I haven't gotten a whole new team restructure sorted. But this is where the magic happens, because if you get really clear on that obstacle, and then you sit down and you write down the strategies. So what are the things that you can do? What are the decisions you can make ahead of time? What are the questions that you have that you know you need to answer? What can you do to help set yourself up for success? If you're anything like me and you're like, this sounds tedious. Oh my gosh, I don't think I can do this. I would rather poke my eyes out with a hot skewer, which if I'm being brutally honest, is sometimes how I feel about the process of goal setting. But if we go back to what I just said about the times when I don't wanna, your I don't wanna self is gonna be like, well, what if I just sat down for 10 minutes? What if I just took 10 minutes and did a massive brain dump of all the bits and pieces and the things when it comes to that massive project? The trick is here that you're not going to do any of it. We're not sitting down and we're not thinking about all of the doing. We're not trying to actually make progress on these goals, but this truly is. The goal of this exercise and the goal of setting a 90-day plan is to gain clarity. The clarity comes from getting all of the stuff out of your head and on to paper. The clarity comes by sitting down and making the plan. That's how you feel empowered. So I promise you, this whole like identify your obstacles, come up with your strategies, doesn't have to be epically time consuming. If you are like me and you have so much baggage from having worked a corporate job that you're just like, oh my God, don't talk to me about strategy. Don't talk to me about business planning. Then I'll give you a giant high five. One day we'll have a gin and tonic together. But this idea of going, no, this can be fun. I can light a candle. I can listen to Taylor Swift and I can set a timer. I can get this done in one Pomodoro. 25 minutes, my friends. This doesn't have to be agonizing. But the magic is in the process and the clarity comes from doing the plan. So that is my framework for setting goals. And then in 90 days, after you've written this first version, in 90 days time, you're just going to sit down and you're going to repeat it. So you only have to sit down and do this 4 times a year. And it really actually doesn't take very long. And your future self will be so grateful that you did this work. So sit down with your pen and paper, open a brand new Google Doc, re-listen to this podcast, create your 90-day plan if you are craving clarity. Because going through this process for me gives me so much energy, makes me feel so much more capable, makes me feel so much more empowered, and then you're ready to get to work. So, my friends, the other thing I will do as well, if you want my template for this process, if you want my 90-day goal setting template, I will put a link to that in the show notes so you can just jump on and grab it. It's one of the templates that I created very early on that I absolutely adore. I adore it because it's so helpful. It's very aesthetically pleasing, which for you and I is important, you know? Okay, so go out there, set a 90-day goal. Don't worry about waiting until the first of the month, the first of the season, the first of the year, the next tax season. Like, no, none of that. None of this delay. We're going to sit down today and make this happen. Light a candle, make a cup of tea, listen to your favorite music, set the Pomodoro, and we'll get to work. And as always, please, please, please remember, drive safe, drink your water, eat your veggies, get some sleep, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.